Brown Basher. This is CBS Eye on the World. Brazil, a major election in the fall of 2022. President Bolsonaro, greatly concerned, as are all of the observers in Brazil, about violence. And now we have a report that underlines how bad this can get. Sao Paulo, in these last days, a local official from Brazil's leftist opposition Workers' Party was shot dead on Saturday by a federal prison guard shouting support for right-wing President Bolsonaro, according to state law enforcement. This is Reuters. Marcelo Arruda, municipal guard and PT official, was celebrating his birthday party in the southern Brazilian city of Foz de Iguaçu in the state of Paraná when Jorge José de Rocha Guarano entered the event and shot him dead. I mention this because it immediately connects to the campaign by former President Lula da Silva. This report from these last days, consequent to the assassination. Under tight security and wearing a bulletproof vest, Brazilian President Luiz Lula da Silva attended a political rally in the capital city of Brasilia. After passing through a metal detector, hundreds of Workers' Party backers gathered near the stage where Lula called for them to remain peaceful and avoid confrontations. I welcome my colleague Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. He's traveling to comment on this assassination and the comments by Lula da Silva, the wearing of bulletproof vest, and asking for calm among his workers. A very good evening to you, Ernesto. What did you think when you heard this news? And is this an outlier or is this a warning that we have violence ahead of us? Good evening to you.
This is tragic, of course, but I still believe it's an outlier. From the Bolsonaro camp, I personally have been to dozens of rallies for President Bolsonaro before I was foreign minister, during and afterwards. And I never witnessed any call for violence or any act of violence among his supporters. And we're talking about rallies with hundreds of thousands of people in Brasilia, in São Paulo, in Rio, and other cities. And from the Lula camp, unfortunately, there has been some acts of violence back in 2020, for example. And among his supporters and influencers online, Lula's influencers, there has been some speculation about, oh, how great it would be if Bolsonaro was assassinated. People publish pictures with Bolsonaro's head hanging and dropping blood and things like that, like they did with President Trump, for example, in the U.S. I mean, nothing comparable ever happened from the Bolsonaro camp. So if you look at the 2, 3, 4 years past, the tendency, if any, is for the Lula camp, unfortunately, to be the one promoting or condoning violence. One day before this tragic assassination of Marcelo Arruda, former President Lula, in a speech, praised one of his supporters who some time ago had pushed a Bolsonaro supporter into the traffic. And the man, the Bolsonaro supporter, was hit by a truck and was severely injured. Later, he died of other causes, but was severely injured. So, and President Lula praised the guy. So he said, I wish everyone would support me like this guy or things like that. So I personally think it's very cynical for former President Lula now to talk about peace and things like that. President Bolsonaro, immediately after this latest assassination, he said how sad he was and how much he condemned any sort of political violence. So things are in a higher temperature than they ever were in Brazil, I think, in terms of political temperature. But not to the point of really creating, I think, a spiral of violence. I'm talking to my friends, and now I'm personally in Brazil for the last few days, seeing, or let's say, breathing the atmosphere here, and talking to friends, talking to people. They don't think this is going to be a hard-fought campaign, but they don't think this is going to be a campaign marked by that sort of thing. Let's also recall that the only high level, let's say, the only high level assassination attempt in Brazilian campaigns in the recent past has been against President Bolsonaro back in 2018, when he barely escaped death after he was stabbed by a former left-wing militant. So this is the situation we have. Of course, we wish nothing like that would happen again. And I think maybe this very tragic fact, it can lead people to think twice about anything they do in the coming months.
The election is extremely tense. I understand that. But I recall how we spoke most recently of the assassination of a former prime minister in Japan. And I asked you what this meant to President Bolsonaro, and you were very poignant in saying that he speaks often of it as a life-changing event when he survived the stabbing in the previous campaign. So it would strike me that he would be the last person who would vouchsafe assassination. Is that a fair generalization from your experience with President Bolsonaro?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. He really stands for a peaceful campaign. Of course, he's a great mobilizer of people. He has been doing those rallies with motorcycles, with hundreds of thousands of people on motorcycles in many Brazilian cities. And never he called for anything comparable to political violence. And I think you're right. This does stem from his personal experience. Not that he would propose any sort of violence before, but for him, this was the defining moment of his life. Definitely, not only his political life, from everything I saw, from everything I heard from him, and he knows the anguish and the experience of near death, we may say so, that he went through. Besides that, I think he's very conscious of the, let's say, the need for to avoid any word that might lead Lula's camp to say, "See, Bolsonaro is advocating for violence." You know.
I want you to comment briefly. I understand you're traveling. You're in Brazil, and we're looking at moving events. But from Brasilia, this Reuters story in these last days: Brazil's Congress approved a major spending package that President Bolsonaro is banking on to lift his flagging reelection hopes, despite expectations it will fan double-digit inflation. Now, I've seen that the currency in Brazil is doing very well compared to other currencies against the dollar. There's worldwide inflation. What is this spending package that gained so much attention?
It's basically to increase the cash transfer to poor people, which was in place. Yeah, which was in place since almost the beginning of the pandemic, to increase it by 50%, and also to create special cash transfers for truck drivers, for taxi drivers, and maybe for Uber drivers as well, plus a subsidy for natural gas, for cooking gas, which is a major item in people's, especially poor people's expenses.
So he's spending as politicians do when they approach re-election. That's how to interpret this. He's spending money.
Well, I have my criticisms of that measure, but I think it's totally defendable in the sense of the situation we're living through. People are under unprecedented circumstances with the spike in oil prices and gas prices. This makes the difference between having a living and not having a living for tens of millions of Brazilians. So much so that the opposition parties mostly voted for the measure, the constitutional change allowing for this increase in cash transfers. This is something that people feel that the Brazilians really need right now. The criticism I have is more of principle. I'm a conservative, and in economic terms, I'm very liberal, and in terms of classical liberalism. And I think that in the long run, when you create dependency, it's not good for the country. It's not good for a political community to have people who depend for their survival on what politicians are going to vote or not. But for the moment, you look at people in the streets and people who can't afford food for their children and can't afford gas to cook the food that they may have. And you say, oh, well, well, that's what we can do. That's what must be done now, I think.
Yes. Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. He's traveling. He's in Brazil during this campaign season. A big, big story developing all year long. Who will be the next president of Brazil? The second most populous state in the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.